It's MC Fontaine on Audio Mo, days 26 and 24. Yep, that may sound like it's the wrong way around, but I'm recording this on the 26th. The reason I didn't record one on the 24th is, as anyone who's listened to my Mo's this year will know, I was for Vote Remain. Obviously, the vote has now been cast and ridiculously, Leave has won. Like I say, I didn't want to record something on the day. It was too fresh. I would have just been really, really angry and disgusted. Because I am. I'm disgusted with, especially now you're seeing more and more people online saying, well, I didn't expect this would happen. Or, oh, I didn't realise that would happen. I could record hours and hours of this about how bad I think this is. I'd actually say to people, go and listen to JN2N's Mo from the 24th. So she called it What a Sad Day. And it's without doubt one of the best, well, not just best Mo's, but best recordings I've ever heard on Audio Boom. Because of the passion in what she's talking about. There's a fantastic list for about 4 minutes of things that this now denies people in this country and things that are going to happen to us in this country. And as she says, it's, you know, already happening, especially on the financial side of things. I'd agree with everything that Yana says in that, Mo. Absolutely, 100%, wholeheartedly. What I will say, and what's prompted me to actually get round to recording something about this, is it's already happening. Now, what I mean by that is, for example, the very night of the 24th, I didn't really feel like going out. That's the last thing I wanted to do, go out and try and enjoy myself. But it was a friend of mine's 50th birthday party. So me and Atmospheric, as the old Bill Hicks opening line used to be, right, just hold it a minute while I slap on this fake smile and plough through the shit one more time. So we did. We went up and we went and tried to forget about it for a few hours to, you know, be respectful to my friend. But, I mean, we only live about 90 seconds from the venue where he was having his party. So it wasn't a long walk for us. But a couple of friends of mine had walked a lot further into town. They live a bit further out. And they said they'd already seen there were groups of, well, let's not beat around the bush, racists, basically, literally screaming and shouting at anyone who wasn't white or didn't look British and basically telling them to F off back to their own country and get out of our country and all this. And then I've been at Bletchley all day today, so I haven't really been seeing what's been going on. But then this evening I've got back and looking on Twitter and on Bookface, there's already loads and loads of reports of just unbelievable racist abuse already. I think it was somewhere in London, people were putting cards through the doors of people that they knew were Polish, saying basically, you're not welcome here now, go back to Poland. In Newcastle today, and you can see this picture on Facebook, a group of, I'm guessing, Britain First, or one of these as odious as Britain First groups like the EDL or such and such a infidel group, as they want to call themselves, in the centre of Newcastle with a huge banner saying, stop immigration, start repatriation. I'm just staggered. I posted yesterday a piece about the fact that I never thought I'd say this, because I loved him to absolute bits, but I'm glad that my stepdad Mick isn't here now, and that, you know, he hasn't lived long enough to see what this country's turned into. A few years before he died, running up to an election, a leaflet came through the door. I can't remember for the life of me now whether it was BNP or UKIP, and he said to me, what's this lot then, Mark? Who are these? What are they all going on about? it was all playing on World War II veterans and what they'd fought for and all this. And I said, right, well, they're fascists, Mick, basically. They're this, that, blah, blah, blah. I got about no more than 30 seconds into describing it. He went, hold it, mate. These are the bastards that I fought in that war against. And he just ripped that leaflet to pieces. The older generation are being blamed for this win for leave. And, you know, statistically, it does show that that's the case. A lot of older people have done this. As I said the other day, you know, my 88-year-old mum, she voted in. A 93-year-old veteran who's a very good friend of mine voted in. A friend of mine in Northampton's mum, who's 85, voted in. One of the other things that's annoying me is this entire, oh, it's the shorthand is London elite and class divide and educational divide. Well, maybe I'm just the exception that disproves the rule. I was born into a working class family. I didn't go to university. I could have had a place at university, but my family, to be blunt, were too poor for me to go. So after leaving sixth form, I went into work straight away. So I've not been educated to a university degree level, but it hasn't stopped me for the rest of my life educating myself. And I still, although I may be classed by some people as middle class, I still think of myself as working class, because that's what my background is. But that's not a be-all and end-all of why you end up being stupid or end up being a racist. I just, quite frankly, disgusted with my fellow Britons at the moment. It's something I cannot fathom out. I've never been able to fathom out my entire life. I've fought against racism. And I don't know if I said this the other day or not. You know, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s when we had the threat of nuclear war hanging over us. And you know what? I was less worried then than I am now about what's going to happen. So if there is, I doubt there is anyone on Audio Mo that follows me who did vote leave. But anyone who does hear this, who did vote leave, then the shitstorm that's coming our way, you did that. I hope you're proud of the future you've created for us all. And I know people are saying, oh, we should all let bygones be bygones now and just all try and get on. I'm sorry, I cannot get on with racists. It's as simple as that. Yes, I know not everyone who voted leave for racist reasons, but everyone who was racist voted leave. Anti-racism runs through the core of me as a person in everything I do. I have principles, and I truly do have principles that I stick to. Not just racism, sexism, misogyny, homophobia. I've turned down work that would have been well paid producing podcasts for some American comedians who, upon me listening to their recordings that they wanted me to work on, I just thought they were being sexist wankers, to be perfectly honest, and I wouldn't do it. Yeah, some people might think that's cutting my nose to spite my face. I don't care. I've got principles and I will stick to them, plain and simple as that. So, I'm sorry, I can't let bygones be bygones. And if people think that's wrong, then fair enough, but that's my principles. I stick to them. These colours don't run. So, again, a non-cheery bye.